Ravens linebacker Paul Kruger, our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One, timing everything in life. And Paul, you are heading into the biggest game of the year so far with the most momentum you've probably ever had in your career, coming off of a career performance against the Oakland Raiders. Six tackles, two sacks, a pass defense, an interception. I believe you wrote a sonata at halftime, and you catered a meal somewhere between the third and the fourth quarter. What else could you have possibly done on one Sunday?
Oh man, it was just a good game. I mean, the whole defense was playing lights out. So I just think, you know, there's some games where plays just come your way, and you know, fortunately, it was my game and my day. And so, you know, a lot of, you know, coach talked about it in our team meeting. Bernard Pollard played off the charts. You know, the offense was obviously playing great. So it was just a good day of Raven football.
And you've been a part of defenses that have been ranked very high, top three, top five defenses. This year, the rankings are much lower. You're 27th yep. overall. The run numbers have been well documented. The reason I bring all that up is it's easy to look at a number and say, okay, that's not a good defense. The key to the second half of the season, though, is it an improving defense? Yep. In the last 2 weeks, Cleveland and Oakland, granted, probably not playoff teams, but we've seen some conspicuous improvements from the defense. Share your perspective. Where do you see this defense making its biggest strides right now?
Yeah. Man, I would have to start with the run stopping. I think our interior guys are making, you know, strides like crazy. Terrence Cody, Arthur Jones, D'Angelo. I mean, there's just guys who are stepping up, and you're starting to see – you know, how they're changing their game. And you can, you know, literally you can go back on tape and be like, wow, he's, you know, he's really changing things up and making it work. And so I think those guys, you know, are kind of standing out more to me than they have been. And that's just really created a lot of positive momentum for us.
And you're talking about young guys who are starting to get a feel for the game at this level, the stakes at this level. You've gone through that transition yourself, a former second-round draft pick. You were a role player, then an extended role player. Now you're an every-down player. As you stepped into this job this year, as the guy who had to set the edge, what do you know now in Week 11 that you didn't even know in training camp this year as far as what you would have to do to succeed at that position?
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing is you got to be a well-rounded player, because you know you have to play the run a certain way, and then you got to be able to put your hand in the dirt and get after the passer, and then you got to be able to get in your back pedal and defend a, you know, a tight end or a running back in the open field. So I mean, to me, that's been the biggest adjustment, is doing so many different things. Whereas last year, you know, my job was pretty easy. I just put my hand in the dirt and try to get to the passer and go. And you know, that's a great life, of course. I mean, but you know, being able to be effective at those three areas, I think, has been the biggest adjustment. And, you know, I think we have some of the best coaches in the league. And so, you know, the job that they do with all the guys is off the charts. And I think Ted Monachino has just really helped me, you know, develop as a player a lot in all those different areas.
Coaching reveals itself in interesting ways, sometimes in ways that fans don't necessarily pick up on. But I can't for a second think it was a random act of defense that you guys suddenly had six passes batted down at the line of scrimmage this week. To me, that's something that leads back to some coaching that took place during the week.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mentioned that a few different times after the game, because, you know, it was such a difference than the weeks previous. And as I thought back, I mean, it's definitely been a focus for us this whole entire week. I mean, this whole entire last week. So, and I think, you know, that mainly stemmed from Dean Pease, and he's been harping on us, you know, all week to get our hands up and, you know, batting down balls and, you know, and just getting us motivated to do that. And, you know, now that we've seen the results of it, I mean, I don't know all the numbers, but Suggs had a few of them. Terrence Cody had a knockdown. I mean, so it's definitely changed a lot of things during the game. I mean, you never know what that pass is going to end up happening with that. I mean, so definitely a big-time adjustment on Coach Pease's part.
Paul Kruger is our guest. We'll talk with Paul about Steeler Week and get to your phone calls and your tweets for the Ravens linebacker as we continue.
Ravens One-on-One is presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.